Everybody needs one night to go out in style. Try a little spotlight for a little while. I'm talking fancy where the food ain't fast. Two forks, two knives, Bud Light in a glass. Rent us a car, show up late, valet the track. Credit on my cards, money in the bank, at least for tonight. Keeping my shades on inside.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. Yes, this is just a recap of what's going to happen on the show, or a precap, I should say. It's a precap. We're going to be talking about Marc Maron's new comedy special, Too Real. We're going to talk about also another Netflix comedy special, Todd Barry's Spicy Honey. That sounds cool. We're also going to talk about what to do when you leave grocery bags at the store, and how at the age of 7, what my experience was and how it was so different than my brother's experience at the age of his age that happened to him. I think you're going to enjoy the show. It's really funny and lighthearted, and we got a little new music going on and so forth. So enjoy the show. Have a safe New Year's, and we love you all, and it's going to be a great new year. Yay! And no Trump talk. Yay! Oh, P.S., we're also going to talk about Jamaican nurses. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. Do we call this our recap show?
I don't know. Everybody's doing those. It does seem kind of not us, though.
No, not at all.
Let's do what everybody else is doing.
Exactly.
Hello, Julie.
Hello, Christine. You've got something you want to... We're no longer Life with the Girlfriends, are we? We are.
No, we're Life with the Girlfriends, but we're just going to add something to it. Mm. I'm going to say, welcome to the LWTG community, people.
That's right. Life with the Girlfriends community.
The Life with the Girlfriends community. But I know it just sounds so appropriate to put a whole bunch of alphabets out there. And so that's what the cool people, the hipsters, the people on the intranets are doing. And so I'm doing the LWTG community.
Because if we're not cool, I mean, I don't know who we are.
If we're not cool, we're nothing.
Well, I mean, I think...
And only cool people listen to us.
That's exactly right. I think if you look up cool in a dictionary...
You see our pictures?
You see...
and the LWTG underneath it.
Exactly right. For sure. For sure. you know, I we kind of had I want to talk about Christmas a little bit. Mm-hmm. And
but don't I start out with a joke, though?
Oh, please enlighten us. Yes. As we both cough and get our radio voices down pat,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, because the house is dry, it's cold out. I mean, I think it's like negative one.
It's negative 40 with the wind chill factor.
Hey! And so my side pitches are just dry.
but it's New Year's Eve.
Yeah. And my friend in Sarasota, Florida, she did something so sweet for me the other day.
Yes.
She took a screenshot of her weather
yes.
for the next 5 or 10 days.
Yes.
And I said, will you stop torturing me?
Yeah.
We literally will have a temperature of a negative 14 on New Year's tonight.
Tonight. Yeah.
Not even with the wind chill. Just negative 14.
Just Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago.
We consider ourselves lucky because we're not on the other side of the lake. Well, so we have no lake
effect.
That's
absolutely right. I was playing Scrabble with a guy and he goes, hello, welcome here from bitter cold New Jersey. Yeah. And I said, oh, here from, you know, Chi-Town.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, many years ago I was stationed at the Great Lakes there.
Yeah.
And he goes, I never experienced such bitter cold.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
Makes us hardy.
That's right.
And yet I have some people who... I see the beauty in it if it's not horrible weather. I mean,
yes.
Especially
now because the snow is white still.
Yes. And so when the moon is out, yeah. we have a full moon almost, right? Maybe it's full moon tonight. I don't know. It was quite full last night. Mm-hmm. And there was not very many clouds in the sky. And all you saw were, you could see for miles the landscape. So in case a deer or a coyote ran in front of your car, you're good to go. You're like, there he is coming.
Yeah, you're good to go.
So I don't mind the snow on the ground.
It's beautiful. Well, you know, being good Christian
weather talk.
Girls,
yes.
Joel Osteen, we watch every once in a while. And he always starts his half-hour show with a joke.
Cool.
And one of the jokes that I heard from him was a guy walked into his church offices mm-hmm. and then talking to the secretary. He says, I want to see the head hog of the trough here. And she goes, pardon me? Excuse me? Say what? He goes, no, I'm here to see the head hog of the trough. And she says, well, we only have a pastor here.
Yeah.
We don't have a head hog of the trough. Yeah. And he goes, oh, he goes, well, I was here to make a $10,000 donation. And well, and she goes, well, wait a minute. Porky just walked in.
You know, I love this joke, but I love it in so many different levels. Because on my level, I think to myself, the guy who has a 10 grand, he wants to give it away, sounds like Doug to me. Like, he'd be the one, like, I got 10 grand I want to give to the church, but I'm not going to, I'm going to make him work for it. I'm not going to be generous with it. I'm going to make him work for it. Like, yeah, I want you the head hog of the trough. you know, like, yeah, like, all right, I'll do my fancy little dance for you so that children in different countries can eat, okay?
Right, exactly. And have shoes.
And have shoes. Is that what you want me to do? Yeah. You know, God didn't say, you know, God said be humble. I will be humble.
I'll do anything to get a kid with a hair lip fixed.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I want to tell a life, an LWA.
Which you have done. I have seen
you. I have done that.
I have seen you do many things. You're like, Julie, here are all my shoes. Sell them because this will pay for on the smile train.
That's right.
I need smile train?
Smile train.
Yeah.
Like, I need done. I got shoes to sell and donate to the money to smile train so these little kids can get their,
yes,
their hair lips fixed.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so forth. So.
And if they had wooden eyes, I'd do the same for the wooden eyes.
You give them glass eyes? What does that mean?
Exactly. Because the poor people only have wooden eyes.
I don't think they have any eyes at all. I have never in my life heard that. I mean, like, never. There has never been a conversation.
Okay. Now I'm going to stop right here because what I'm telling you is an old joke.
Oh.
You've never heard of it before?
Never heard of it.
Okay, so then.
You got
totally,
to a joke, otherwise you come across.
No.
Like, they got wooden eyes.
Okay, well, there's young kids are at a dance.
Okay.
It's the eighth grade dance, and they're all, you know, it's rural, not too many people have money and stuff like that, you know. And so this guy asked this young lady to dance.
Yeah.
You know, and she notices that he has one eye, and the other eye is wooden. Oh. He can't afford a glass eye.
Okay.
And he you know, builds his courage and he goes up and he says, would you care to dance, young lady? You know?
Yeah.
And she said, oh, wouldn't I? And he got real mad. And he goes, hair lip, hair lip, hair lip.
Now I get it.
That's the joke.
Wouldn't I? Hey, no, that's not nice.
Hair lip, hair lip. Now, having to tell the joke. As opposed to just to allude to the joke.
No, it's much better.
It's much better.
Yes, because otherwise we sound really weird. Like, wouldn't I?
Okay,
it's crazy.
Gotcha.
But now that I know the joke, makes me feel better.
Okay, good.
You're just not pulling some kind of random stuff out.
Yeah.
That joke probably is.
About 60 years old.
60 years old. Give some people a help here.
Well.
Because I'm going to use that phrase now, wouldn't I?
Oh, wouldn't I? Yeah, hair lip, hair lip, hair lip. And that's the joke.
That's the joke.
Well, I do have a quick statistic to tell you.
Oh, good. Okay.
Which is.
I love statistics.
Most people don't know this, but children in back seats cause accidents. Now, conversely, accidents in back seats. Cause children. Ba-dum-bum. Okay, now I'm done.
Now you're done.
Now we can start the show.
Ba-dum-bum. I'm laughing hysterically inside. Well, I'm just thinking, I think I was conceived in the backseat of a car, as I've been told. I don't know if that's true or not.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true, Mother? Do you want to cop to that or no?
You know, most people name their kids where they were conceived, like Paris.
Yeah.
Downton Abbey. And your middle name is Rambler.
Exactly. Julie Rambler Peters. That's me. That's me.
Our Fiero.
Fiat. No way that happened in a Fiat. No effing way. I can tell you that right now.
Exactly.
Or the MG. Not even Julie MG.
Exactly. Oh, you know that contest I wanted you to call into yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
The person that won had a 74 Volkswagen thing.
Thing. Well, I can understand that.
You think so? You think that we would have beat out the...
No, it's such an odd thing. I mean, how would you not... I mean, like...
Oh, you had to choose that.
You have to have to choose that. Yeah. She probably didn't even know what a thing was.
But we were playing WGN radio, and we were going for the $25 beef certificate.
Yeah, that we'd have to drive an hour to get, I'm sure.
At least.
Yeah.
And it was... They were going to pick the sweetest ride, cars that you always wanted, and then you finally got.
Yeah.
And then you have to tell, and they were going to pick. And there was, hundreds of people... We're calling. And I'm like, Julie, call.
Yeah.
Call Julie, call. Because Dad tried to call because he was driving.
Yeah.
But we have Bluetooth, I guess, in our car. And only Daddy could do this. But he was bending over and he was talking into the radio.
Yes. Because that's where he thought the mic was.
That's where he thought.
I kept pointing above. Like,
he was like, she's look, like, look, she's right above you. He think you're praying. He's God above is going to make us win, Julie. We're going to win that $25 beef certificate. Yeah. And he doesn't know. And he's driving and he's bending over, talking into the radio.
Like, that's safe. That's where they put the mic at. Yeah. At some place you have to bend over.
Where there's no vision.
Yeah, no vision. How low do I have to go to be heard?
And he kept going
I can't
lower.
Hear you.
And no, I go, please say it again. He's like, lower.
Call. Pardon? Call. Call. Pardon?
Well, he also talks real slow.
Yeah.
Like he goes, WGN. And you're like, no, she hears you go WGN. She'll know.
Right.
She doesn't know.
No, because I also know if you don't.
She doesn't
if
know.
If you tell them by a number and like you spew at a number, you better say a number fast or it says, pardon?
Yeah.
Like I didn't get.
Because you're too slow.
No, excuse me. Yeah. I just belched a little bit. Pardon me. I'm eating my last bagel of the year.
Of the year. See you next year, Julie.
See you next year, bagel. I'll have you on the 31st.
Yeah.
Can't wait. I look forward to it.
This is the last year for that. This is the last year for sugar.
I have been really good.
You have.
But,
can I give the
obvious?
The added little tidbit to being so good.
Oh, of course you can.
Stomach flu.
Away. Yeah.
Stomach flu.
I've had an added motivation. It's stomach flu.
It's called what is it? Explosive ED.
ED.
Where Julie told somebody she had ED, they went, "You have erectile dysfunction?"
I don't know.
No, I have explosive diarrhea.
Well, this is a perfect time to share that story. Perfect time.
Oh, good.
I was talking to my brother, who does the dad cast on YouTube.
On Punk Cat Films.
Punk Cat, thank you. And I was saying, I go, how do you feel, Greg? How do you feel after Christmas, you know? He goes, oh, we all feel great. We all feel fine. I'm like, oh, okay, great. I go, because I woke up this morning at 2:30 and I had ED. He goes, what do you mean? I had explosive
diarrhea.
Yeah, thank you. And then he goes, are you kidding me? I go, no. Why? He goes, I woke up 2:30 a.m. and had explosive. It goes ED, explosive diarrhea. I go, well, that's really interesting because I go, I was only up at 2:30 because somebody woke me up at 2:15 because mom, they had ED. And then he just laughed. He goes, oh my gosh, we all had ED.
Yeah,
that's not good. That's not good. But. You know, what
There's
came
a pill
first?
For that.
Was it the family connection, you think, that came first? Was it the...
say that families have that kind of deep connection. You
it's
know,
like it's, a connection.
It's like, you know, ESP.
Because if I hadn't heard you violently having ED, I don't know if I would have said, oh, I'm getting a gurgle.
Yeah.
I must get up because I may have ED.
That's right.
I might have slept right through my ED.
Yeah. Oh.
And then woke up and went like, holy cow.
Yeah.
That was a major ED.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
You know, and so, but then to find out later that my niece also had pink eye. So when I said to my brother, hey, how's everybody feeling? We're feeling great here, Julie.
We're doing
no
good.
No one's sick here. No ED?
Don't look behind the curtain. Don't look behind the curtain.
I'm like, okay. But, you know, our
that's what's called law of attraction.
Party tonight has been canceled. Not what I'm doing. I don't do a New Year's Eve party because I want to be everybody be out by 9:30.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be a horrible New Year's Eve partier.
We're in bed by 10.
And then,
that's why we like Steve Cochran. Is that who our guy
is?
Yeah.
And it was so fun. I was with Doug last night and we were talking and he's like, oh, Mom just gave me like, yeah, bringing up Doug again.
No.
No,
because I was picturing him like, oh, Jilly, we never go anywhere on New Year's Eve. Isn't exactly that kind of what he did? Yeah.
He said, because our plans have changed because they were canceled because his friend canceled his party. But luckily.
Because of ED.
He did not say, but I'm guessing. But
well,
luckily,
it's the polite circles. It's called stomach flu.
Yes. which no one wants to get. I was happy for it. Yeah. I was like, yes.
Yes. You were happy.
I was happy for it. I thought, excuse me. But anyway, we were talking and he's like, but our other friends have invited us over. I'm like, sure. I go, we don't have to go midnight, do we? It's supposed to be negative 14 tonight. Let's not do that. He goes, no, we'll just make an appearance. We will honor everybody with our appearance. Hello, we're here. Let the party begin. And they'll go, oh, thank God.
Oh, thank God, Doug and Julia.
And then we'll go. And
spread ED around.
This is the family that we went to see the fights with. And so I fell asleep in their living room when I was watching the fights last time. So the truth is, I guess I could fall asleep from like 9:30 to 11:30 and it would be okay. I just no longer can stay up. I don't know.
But I loved it, though. You told me that at that time. He said, Julie, why don't we ever go and do anything?
We don't have any plans.
He goes, we never have any plans, as if he's blaming you.
Yeah. And I said, I have plans. I love to do stuff, but I go, Steve Cochran has a show on today. What do you think about going? He goes, no, not really. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, there you go. Mm-hmm. I could make plans, but literally you say no, so I don't even bother trying.
Yeah.
I don't even bother trying.
Yeah.
So
it reminds me of Friday night, I was going to say literally, and I'm like, going to kind of give that up for the new year.
That's your new year
resolution? So this is my last time to say literally.
Okay.
Yeah. I literally peed myself because I watched two comedy specials in a row.
Yes.
One was Todd Barry, and the other was Marc Maron, Too Real. And
I think Todd Barry was Honey, Wacky
Spicy
Honey.
Spicy Honey.
Not Spicy Wacky. Honey.
Wacky Honey, yeah. Spicy Honey. But the Todd Barry one, he really is very dry humor, but this hour builds, and it keeps building. And by the last 25 minutes, you're just crying.
Yeah.
You know, and he doesn't change his delivery at all. But he's talking to the audience, and he goes, oh, you guys are a couple, huh? What do you guys like to do? And there's just silence. And then she finally says, well, I'd like to get couples massages. Yeah. And he goes, oh, you do? And he shakes his head, and she goes, but, oh, he won't, though. He goes, oh, I see. You won't compromise up with her, right? Yeah. But you'll make her eat wings.
Yeah, I'm sure tonight the last thing she wanted to do was eat wings.
Right, exactly. And it was, I think, very representative of how some couples are, you know, like, one person just dictates what they're going to do. The other one just always has to compromise. And
exactly.
I think that's
exactly
what I see in you and Doug.
Yeah. And I think that's totally true, except that I feel that if there was something I really needed to have done, I'd do it.
Right.
I wouldn't compromise on it. But because we're not, we have the best relationship ever.
In the world.
In the world. Because there's no skin in the game. We're like, that's the way I like it. Because if there was skin in the game, really.
You'd have to care.
I'd have to really, like, oh my God, this can't be. I was talking to.
It would look like Norm in our relationship.
Exactly. And at some point, you just go, I can't care. This is ridiculous.
You were talking to a couple that had been married like 40 years.
40 years.
And
I said, oh, good for you. And she's like,
what, really?
Good for me. Why?
And then you said something like, my parents have been married, you know, over 40 years, and I left the house today. You said, I can't remember.
I said, I left the house today, and I left them at this conversation. They were putting some additional Christmas lights up, and my mom had instructed him exactly what to do with these lights, and he was not doing them exactly the way she wanted them, you know, and I said, Norm, can you not do them? I mean, Norm, can you please put them the way I want them? You can't do this. He goes, really? It is. I'm incapable of doing it this way. Right. I am completely incapable of putting the lights up like this.
Right.
He goes, and you said, oh, so you're trying to tell me you're incapable of doing this. Yes. You're incapable of putting Christmas lights up the way I've asked.
Yeah.
He goes, yes. And then I said, bye-bye. I'm leaving. See you later.
This is where I exit.
And then they both laughed.
They both hysterically laughed.
I would have liked it if my husband would say, I'm incapable. He usually just says, I'm just stupid. All right, I'm stupid. I can't do anything right.
And it actually felt funny. It really felt hysterical. Good to see, because this is, I mean, this is what, and maybe new marriages, you know, do that as well. But, you know, you capture a snapshot.
Right.
You know, and that's exactly what it looks like. I'm just trying. I actually, when he wanted to do, when I told him how I wanted him to put the lights up.
Yeah.
The first thing he said was, oh, I have to go get a ladder.
Yes.
And this is in our house. It's like 40 below. And he wants to go and get an 8-foot, 10-foot ladder.
Uh-huh.
And then I just went, oh, this is going to be this again. And I literally just surrendered to that.
Right.
I think that he knows that now, because when I ask him to do something and he really ups the ante.
You're like, no, like, well, it's not worth it to me, Norm.
Yeah. And they go, oh, really? You have to do that?
That's what you got to do. Screw that.
Yeah. Because he delighted himself that he, because it's been a bitter cold week, but he has a brand new truck. It's really warm in there. It's all just so sweet. But he wore 3 pairs of pants this week.
Yes.
All week long. And first long underwear.
Oh, long underwear.
Then it was his pajamas. And then it was his, like, workout pants.
Right.
And then his jeans.
Oh, so 4 pairs of pants.
Oh,
totally.
I guess so, yeah. And then it was his, like, thermal shirt.
Yeah.
And then another shirt. And then, a heavier shirt. And then the sweater.
Right. That is... jacket.
And then his vest. Vest.
Okay.
And then the jacket. And then he still had the nerve to complain to me because the sweater wasn't tight enough. It still let air come up underneath the sweater.
Aw.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like feeling so sorry for him.
And right and so now your room, you have a fan on.
That's how I roll. That's how I get back at him.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. That's hysterical.
I like to have me a fan on. Yeah. And then Norm goes, honey, it's okay if I don't sleep in the fan tonight. I go, sure, move over. It's a big bed. Move over.
We didn't get a king for nothing. We're allowed our space,
I just like to have air on me.
I said Buster. I want to say Buster and Mister. Uh-huh. So I said Bister. Have your own space. Well, I think because the other night I was hearing you guys watching some kind of comedy special together, and you guys were laughing hysterically.
Yes.
And it's cute because when I see you come home, and he comes home from work, and he's so happy when he's home.
Yes.
But when he's home all day long, he's not giddy.
Oh, my God.
It's almost like he needs to go away and come back to be happy.
And guess what? Because he's got me writing country western songs now. And you can go over there onto our special.
Yeah.
I've got 5 different songs that I'm writing for him.
Right.
And the last one is, why don't you please go away so I can miss you?
Oh,
that's the last one. And it's reflective of our last weekend together.
Well, they always, like Taylor Swift, she says all of her albums are relationship albums. Like, you can see what relationship she's in by her album.
Yeah.
So really, at the end of this album that you're creating, we will have a glimpse. Maybe a deep glimpse of
the relationship. A deep glimpse of my relationship. The first one starts out with opinions, of course.
Yeah.
You know, thumbs up, thumbs down, big pile of poo. Everybody's got them but me about you.
Exactly. Which makes sense because everybody goes, Chris, really?
Yeah.
Really? This is what you can go for? I mean, yeah, he is cute. Looks great in jeans. They're like, yeah, baby, looks cute, great in jeans. I'm 19 years old. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. He plays a guitar. I have hit the jackpot, the lottery.
And, and, Hello. I'll tell you what was kind of nauseating, though, this for me, though, is like his brother sent him some See's Christmas candy for Christmas.
Oh, hello.
And over the weekend, you know, he snuck a piece. He's like, oh, I'm not going to have any more candy.
Yeah.
And he snuck a piece. And all of a sudden, I hear go, shit. I'm
yeah.
Like, well, what?
And I'm like, what's going on?
What's
in
going
there?
On? And he's like cussing up a storm. I goes, oh, a tooth fell out. Like, no, he said tooth is just hanging there. Oh,
like, oh man,
I did not want to have sex ever again. I was like,
hello, oh, I don't want to hear you talk about having sex with my father.
This is like just a thought.
Yeah,
of just like, mm-hmm. I just had a piece of candy and tooth fell out.
Yeah,
sure.
Lovely. Maybe it's time for dentures. We're at that point now where we're asking.
Would you think you would?
You know, are we spending $100,000 for my new teeth? Or
$60.
$60 for those gems.
Remember when you saw that? This in a catalog?
Oh.
It was like fake teeth?
Yeah.
It was like $19.
$19. It goes over your teeth.
Mom, I'm willing to spend this for Dad. I go, oh, good.
It was on a catalog. It was on TV.
I thought it was on catalog.
But it was so funny. They must not be working.
Well,
because I only saw the half-hour commercial once.
Yeah.
And never again.
Never again.
So maybe it was a joke. But it looked like, holy cow, this could work for Normana. I mean, it was like, it could work. It just went over your teeth.
It's just, but they kind of had a horse appearance. I was going, hee hee.
I don't know if that's true.
No.
But, you know, maybe that's better than what he's got now.
And then,
I don't know.
But 2018, we last night before we went to bed, we decided that in 2018 we're going to make the decision.
Yes.
Whether to pull the plug on his teeth or invest in him.
Yes. At this point, you're going, okay, this could cost thousands of dollars. It already has. And then you go, well, previously, what was the investment? You know,
yeah.
And I was like, oh, man.
And then it was an investment because you go like, oh, you know, he's still, you know, he's like in his 50s. You know, he still wants to present to the world and be, you know, in the game and all that. And now it's like, you know, like Marc Maron on the comedy special.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, I'm so tired of documentaries.
Yeah.
He goes, and I thought about you because there's never been a documentary that you didn't like. You're
right.
Like, Mom, have you seen,
well, not about
have you
animals.
Seen 57 pills? Oh, my God. She took 57 pills before she died. Now her sister's fucked up. Please. I'm like, you have never seen a documentary that you didn't love. And he's
except
like,
by animals.
Except by animals.
I won't see one about animals.
Okay, good.
Freeze that.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. I mean, like, that's my advice.
But no, he was just, I can't even remember what my reference was, but it was something about in the Marc Maron. He's like, you know, anybody with an eye camera, you know, and a cat dying, you can make a documentary. Yeah, oh, I call this one out of nine. and he's like, I don't, he goes, people, I'm in my 50s. I don't know how much time I have left.
Right.
I got to be choosier than this.
Yeah.
Well, I want to spend, you know, 90 minutes watching one out of nine.
Yeah.
And basically it's because you failed at becoming a filmmaker. And this is your last chance of, you know, putting something up on YouTube to say, yes, you weren't a failure, you know.
And
he goes, thank God. He goes, thank God I never wanted. I love the guitar. Thank God I never wanted to be a guitar player. Because now when I pick it up, I so enjoy it. I don't look at it as a vessel that holds all of my disappointment and failure in my life. I'm like, you go, Marc Maron. You nailed it.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
So what would you give that Netflix review of Marc Maron?
I loved it. It was a thinking man's comedy, and it really reflected, you know, how an older person, you know, feels. Like
Marc Maron's 54,
I think he's around there.
Yeah.
But, you know, much more older soul.
Yeah.
And his comedy, I think, reflects that.
And his parents are alive.
Yes.
Which is interesting.
It is interesting, right?
Because he talks from a place.
Because he gets to talk about him.
Right, it is. Well, you know, it's funny because
it's not from
I can
the
see
sacred,
why you would.
Place.
I mean, I thought the comedy special was awesome. I really enjoyed it. But I can see how you gravitated to it a little bit more than I did.
Mm-hmm.
Because you came from parents who were not as satisfying as they could have been, to say the least.
Yeah. It was a great schooling, you know.
You
talk about the karma train, and it's the idea of your life is meant to, you're supposed to learn from your learn lessons,
yeah, right?
And I'm like, I knew, like, from my upbringing, just do the opposite.
Yeah,
no, not even too much brain function. Just do it. Just do the opposite.
Do the opposite. I don't even think twice. Yeah. Do the opposite.
Beat your kids? No, just don't. You know, say this. Hey, duck it off.
Yeah.
Try not to do that anymore.
Yeah,
you know,
please.
Or at least
please.
Scare him, you know.
Exactly.
But don't beat him, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But Mark talks about getting tickets to the Stones and how the Stones are like everything to him. And,
yeah.
And he didn't want to go because he didn't want to see that.
Yeah.
He was scared. And his friend goes, Mark, dude, we got to go. It's the Stones.
Yeah.
So he goes, okay, I'll go see the Stones with you. And he's like so... He's got such trepidation,
yeah,
because he's scared. You know, these guys are in their 70s, you know, and like, don't go on stage and just like stroke out or have a fall or whatever, you know. So the Stones come out, and I don't know, the one guitar player, he's still doing the move,
right?
And he's got legitimately gray hair, and he goes, "Good for you, good on you." And then there's the young dude who's like 69,
yeah,
and he's got dyed hair, and he's like whacking around the stage really fast and stuff. He goes, "Ah, you drank the Kool-Aid, dude. You drank the Kool-Aid." And then he's like, "Oh, Mick's gonna come up on stage, you know," and he does, and he kind of does that duck walk and the finger, you know, and he's like, "Oh my God, don't go too fast, Mick," you know. But you know, he really they enjoy the concert, and at one point Mick does a feature song. They put him out in the middle of the crowd on his own podium. And he's doing this one song that I forget what it's called, Mighty Mile or something. And it has a high falsetto part in it. And he's like, "Oh no, Mick's not going to make it.
Right.
He's not going to do it." And he's like holding his breath. And Mick does it. And he's like, the whole crowd just like bursts up. And then on the big screen, they just zoom in on Mick's face. And he's going, "Oh no.
Yes.
No, don't do it."
And he
said, "I saw every single wrinkle, the dyed hair, everything."
Fake tan.
What was it?
The fake tan. Was there a fake tan?
I don't know about that. But.
Well, it's interesting because HD is not good for everybody.
Yeah.
It's good for nobody.
But then he said, he goes, "But you know, I so loved it because these guys are singing these songs with a lifetime behind them."
Yeah.
And you sing a song with the wisdom of a life behind you.
Yeah.
With, you know, the struggles, the loss, the relationships, things just, you know, mean something differently. And he said, "We knew because we had gotten these tickets for free, really. So we knew what was to be expected, and they were done. And we knew there was going to be an encore song."
Right.
"One final song. And they're going to bring out a choir." And my friend and I, you know, they're getting ready to do the encore song. My friend and I look at each other and we go, "Let's do it. Let's fucking do it." And he goes, and we both look at each other and stand up and we're going to beat the traffic.
There you go.
We're going to beat the traffic. And they're running out and the choir's coming out and they get to the car lot and they're going, "Do it. Let's do it. So far, so far, so good." And they're, all the other cars are still in the parking lot and now they're onto the highway. And they're like, "So," he said, "we're so high." And he goes, "Let's put in a Stone CD or whatever." And he goes, and I go, "You know what? That's exactly how you feel when you're older."
Yeah.
They're like, "Let's beat the crowd. That's more important than seeing the final tour of the Stones. Is
even
you
if
beat
you,
the traffic.
Even if you miss something that was amazing, like, oh no, Mick did fall that day after the last song. We still beat the traffic.
Yeah, we beat the traffic, dude. We beat the traffic."
So, as a total review, you say, "Listen to Mark Maron."
Please.
And so there's much more to it than what Mom has told you.
There's a lot more to it. And he's so good. And I would have, as a comedian myself, you know, I appreciate the fact that he basically sat down for the whole set.
Mark Maron did, yes.
Yeah. And because I love that, you know, if I was going to do my, you know, hour, I have to be sitting down. I just couldn't do it. And then I saw right afterwards this Todd Berry one.
Yeah.
And I kind of went to this one reluctantly because Marc Maron was like, left me on a high.
Yeah.
Because he talked about, you know, I don't know how much time I have left.
Right.
Marc Maron, I don't know how much time I have left. Do I want to watch this documentary
right.
with you? And he goes, and I get these dudes coming up to me all the time. And he goes, dude, Mark, have you seen the 40 episodes on Klomp TV?
Yeah.
You know, Klomp.com, add the app. He goes, what is Klomp.com? No, dude, Turd Journey, 40 episodes. And then it kind of crosses over with the Savage Dicks. Oh, dude, you got to see it. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I really don't know what the hell you're talking about. And so he has, that's an awesome, you know, riff that he does. And for those of us who like are just don't understand a lot of the new media.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, you got to go here and then you got to get this.
Right.
And then you have to go here and download this app.
Yeah.
You know? Well, and then that app has docs.
Yeah. You're like, forget it. It's done.
With
what's
cats
the point?
With nine lots. Yeah. Right.
I, you know, and literally all this stuff does is just makes us into more and more smaller and smaller tribes, right?
Yeah.
That's smaller and smaller groups. But you were talking about going to Todd Berry right afterwards.
Right.
Not the Todd Berry that does the Doonesbury or whatever, not Doonesbury, but.
Yeah, it's Dave Berry.
Is it Dave Berry? Yeah. Ah, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And I had never heard of him before.
No, Marc Maron had. All stars, like 5 stars.
Yes.
Todd Berry had 3.
Yeah, true.
And I started watching it on the recommendation of you guys saying.
Yeah,
and
you're
kind of
going.
And I kept falling asleep halfway through. And so I realized.
What I tell you?
The last half hour just builds and you're like laughing so hard you can barely take it.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, Mom.
I'm like, okay. And that's why he only had 3 stars. Because
right. nobody made it to the last half hour.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so I feel bad. So in some ways, going about 20 minutes in.
Yeah. You can kind of just, but you know, do the 20 minutes because you get to understand.
Yeah, it really does build. And if you take it as a movie, you're going, you leave on such a high note.
Right.
Like, oh my gosh, perfect. That was so funny.
And also, too, you understand, like, to me, Marc Maron, I felt like I was watching George Carlin.
Right.
For a little bit. And so this guy has a totally different approach. You have to really get into his delivery and how. And you kind of meld with that and you kind of get it. And, you know, he's got more of a hipster.
Yeah.
I think.
And I would give that 5. I gave it 5 stars.
You actually stopped because you felt sorry for him.
Yeah. 3 stars. This is
ridiculous.
There is crap on Netflix getting 3
yeah.
stars.
Yeah.
This is definitely a higher quality crap
If you're peeing your pants, it's 5 stars.
That's
right.
If you're peeing your pants, it's 5 stars.
And I love this one joke that he tells. And I'm not going to. He tells about going to CVS.
Right.
He's like me. You go into a CVS or you go into a Walgreens. Why? It's a smaller store. You know? He said, oh, it's like 10 o'clock one night. And I go, I have to make a quick run into CVS. And I walk into the doors that slide open, you know. And I'm standing there kind of looking around. Do I get a cart or whatever? I'm just only in there about a minute. And I hear a guy walk up to a representative of a store, you know, right? He goes, hey, you guys sell sausage here?
Yeah.
And the guy goes, well, pardon me, sir? He goes, do you sell sausage here?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I'm staying here.
Todd Berry's like, I'm staying here. This is worth the price of admission.
He goes, I can't get a cart now. I got to stay here.
I wish it's about.
This could be. This has the potential of being some comedy gold.
This is what I like about doing our podcast as well, is that I don't see life as trouble anymore.
Exactly.
I see it only as fodder for something I can talk about.
Exactly.
And where is the humor in it?
Exactly.
And if you were a comedian that was getting paid, you were traveling, you probably go, I need more stuff to see.
I need more content.
Yeah, I need to just be out there. They're like witnessing crazy stuff and whatever little thing I can grab.
Yeah. Like every once in a while now, I go, Julie, put that in your phone.
Yeah.
I don't want to not remember this.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So the guy goes, sir, you know, I'm sorry, we don't sell sausage. The guy's like incredulous.
Yeah.
You don't sell sausage here, this big store?
Yeah.
I need sausage.
Summer sausage.
And the guy looks at him, he points over to the wall, he goes, sir, we got 10 varieties of bedpans, but we don't sell sausage. And the guy's like, what? And he goes, over here, we got 3 different kinds of lice medicine for shampoo, you know, but you don't sell sausage. And he goes, not even, and he goes like this, he goes, not even a kielbasa? Like, I mean, certainly there's categories of sausage.
The problem is they probably did sell
at some point.
They probably do sell sausage. You know what kind of sausage they sell?
Chorizo?
I bet jerky sausage.
Oh, good one.
They probably sell jerky sausage.
Like Walgreens.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, I was in Chicago. I'm telling his riff.
You told Mark Maron riff as well.
Well, I can.
I'm Mark Maron.
It's like imprinted in my head.
Yeah.
And he goes, like, I was in a Walgreens. I was doing a show in Chicago. And I went to this really beautiful Walgreens. It was a former bank. And they kind of retained it. It was awesome. And he walked out and he goes, I just visited this beautiful Walgreens. He goes, I'm now giving it my Todd Berry number one Walgreens award of the year.
Right.
He goes, I just invented this, but I'm now giving this to this Walgreens. He goes, not 1 minute later, some dude wrote me back, they shot a guy in that last year.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, well, what do I do now with the award? Do I still give it? I don't really know.
I gotta give it.
Do I give it?
That's hysterical. You know, we also saw something else over the, you know, we tried giving up cable a couple weeks ago.
I know. Did we ever tell about that?
I don't know. But you were upset because, like, our bill's just too high.
It's just too much.
And like you said, you don't watch a lot of cable, but you surf. And you missed surfing.
I missed surfing.
And you're like, you know what? I'll just stop buying coffee at McDonald's.
Yeah, you cut me down to, like, the minimum. It's called a flex pack.
Yeah.
I don't know what they mean by flex, but you got to kind of, like, flex your anus to, like, watch it.
Yeah, you're, like, flexing your hand. Oh, Lord. Doctors,
I get this.
Flexing my
what happened to this channel now?
Because we end up a lot of times watching comedy on Netflix or, you know, or whatever. And I mean, you do feel weird with the world because it's like, I hate giving up HBO because I love Bill Maher and I like, you know, Oliver. What's
you like
name?
Vice.
I love Vice, you know. But I don't watch all the time. You're just like, is it worth it? What am I doing?
I know. And see, what I gave up was some comedy gold.
Yeah.
I gave up Fox.
You're just like, I can't. Fox News. Like,
yeah, Fox News.
Fox News. You're like, yeah. I love that.
It's just craziness.
I know. I mean, you had, you got it all back.
Yeah. Well, it's after 3 days, and they said, you know, there's going to be a $20 fee to turn your channels back on, going from the low one to the high one. I'm like, $20. I just gave
$20. I'm a long-term client. Don't you make me happy?
So then Julie goes, what if I go and do this myself on the intranet?
Yes. And I did. And they didn't charge me.
No. But they said, next time.
Next time.
This was a courtesy, darling.
Yes, a courtesy. Screw you for telling me it's a courtesy for paying you more money.
I know.
It's not a courtesy, all right? I'm giving you money. I'm keeping your jobs
going. Well, one of the credit cards that we had, we owed 87 cents on.
Yes.
And they would not let you pay it.
Online. I could not, no matter how hard I tried. So I called them up. I said, I'm trying to pay this online.
Yeah, I even offered to pay a dollar.
Yeah.
We offered to pay like 13 cents more.
Because the computer would say you had to play, you know, anywhere. You cannot put 87 cents. You can put 88 cents, no, 87 cents and a dollar. So I'm like, I'll do 99 cents?
Yeah.
No. A dollar? No. So nothing I did proved to work.
Nothing pleased them.
No. So the pleas the computer got.
Julie's getting angrier and angrier.
And so I called and then she goes, I'll take care of you right now. And for the courtesy of doing this, I'll waive the $9 fee.
Right.
I go, excuse me? I just spent an hour of my life trying to pay this damn bill online instead of writing a check out for 87 cents.
And you finally used the line that you said you would never use. There's an hour of my life I'll never get back again.
Exactly. Oh, please. But I met a wonderful woman on the line. She was nice. Yes, we had a meet of the minds.
She was a nice Jamaican woman. You were on speakerphone.
Yes.
So I could hear her. And Dad said, you know, he said the same thing that Mark Maron said. Mark Maron said, you know, I don't know.
Please see this anyway. We're telling you everything.
I don't know how much longer I have. He said, but I decided to go jogging. And he said, it was like 104. And I haven't jogged in 2 years. And he goes, so I took a knee.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And he goes, and he looks up. He goes, and I don't believe in God. He goes, I'm 54 years old. If I don't believe in God now, I don't think I'm going to.
Yeah. He didn't get that God gene early in life.
That's what he said. Yeah. I looked up and I go, oh, hell no, God. Not today. Not here. Not outside. I'm saying in the bathtub or in my bed.
Yeah.
And my last words are, what? Wait, what? What happened? Not this, you know? Oh, my God. What was I going to say about it? But, oh, my God. What had we just talked about?
Oh, my gosh. It was right there. I forgot, too. Hold on.
No, what was it? What, like, where were we going to? What had we just talked about? Oh, okay. So the Jamaican woman, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, so no, he goes, I really, you know, I want to go inside in my bed or in the bathtub. And I don't want, like, you know, my girlfriend or some loved one just like crying over me going, oh God, no. He goes, no, I want a nice Jamaican nurse.
Yeah.
Or just a Jamaican lady.
Yeah.
And I want her to go, oh, it's okay, baby.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay,
you let
baby.
Go.
Yeah, let go.
It's okay. You say goodbye. It's
you
good.
Know, and I'm holding your hand. I thought that was the sweetest thing ever.
And Norm looked at me, goes, this is what I want, sweetie. He goes, I don't want you hanging over me. I don't want you to see me like this. I don't want you. But you know what? I love me a Jamaican nurse. She's just going to go.
We live in the middle of nowhere. My father's last wishes. Julie, please find me a Jamaican nurse. Am I going to go to Craigslist for this shit?
I don't know.
How am I going to find me a Jamaican nurse?
He told
nurse?
Me last night before he went to bed. He goes.
And I'm going to hire an actor.
I'm going to hire an actor. This is what I said to him then.
Okay,
because,
tell me.
Because, you know, we discussed many, many months ago what a unicorn was.
Yes.
And we didn't really know. And so finally, we had to learn what a unicorn was.
Yes.
And that she's like, you hire her, she comes in, you give her, you know, like a nice room and board.
You don't officially hire her, you just take good care of her.
Take good care of her. Okay.
Yeah, she's not a prostitute.
Yeah. No. You know what I'm saying? Because they get all these like subheadings now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a niche, you know?
Yeah.
So, and Norm goes, I want a nurse-a-corn.
Yeah.
A Jamaican nurse-a-corn. So she just comes in.
Oh my gosh,
that's a niche.
That's our new business.
Yeah. What about nurse-a-corn.com?
Yeah.
We set it up. I'd put $5,000 on that. Just to sell that one.
I think nurse-a-corn is just a bad name for it.
It's not
nurse-a-corn.
A good name.
Not a good name.
Not a good name. But Norm.
How about Uninurse? Uninurse.
Uninurse.
Is that unicorn?
I bet that's done.
Uninurse.
Yeah.
Like universe, unicorn, yeah. Uninurse.
The Uninurse. No, but Jamaican Uninurse.
Yeah.
That's not bad. You got to have the Jamaican on it, Norm
yeah.
said. Because he goes, I wouldn't mind, you know, it's my last moments and, you know, you're already, you know, you're not crying out over me and screaming at me like, don't go now.
Yeah, what am I going to do?
I'm going to drive the truck.
Yeah.
He's just got somebody there holding my hand going, it's okay, baby.
Yeah.
You let go.
But I think Jamaican is very, I think we can broaden it a little bit. I think we can go, like New Orleans, you know, possibly Haitian, you know.
So now we're going voodoo.
Kind of voodoo.
What about a Rastafarian?
Perfect. The room is totally smoking box. You know, he's like,
it's a hot box. I don't care.
No pain.
You go.
You go, baby.
You let go. Take a deep breath.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun ride.
It's a hot box. Now that we know what a hot box is,
yeah.
Close all the windows. Because in a Jamaican, she would open the window because that's when your soul flies out.
Oh.
You don't get trapped in your body.
So I think
it's okay,
yeah.
baby. You can go. You just go, baby. If you're ever laying in bed and somebody black comes in and has dreadlocks, you're like, oh no, shit.
It's
they
like,
hired me a fucking
nurse-a-corn.
Well, a uni-nurse.
Like, oh no, a time is coming close. Oh crap. It's like the little cat that would come to people who were dying next.
Yeah.
Like, oh
little, please keep that cat away from
keep
me.
Keep that cat away from me. You know. But I mean, I don't know. I think there's a huge niche, but I think it's true though. I think your mother wanted to die with loved ones around her.
Right.
That was her only thing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She did.
Yeah.
She did.
She had you.
And I hold her hand. I'm like, and it's scary.
It's scary.
Like, I knew what's happening. But I'm like, oh, no, not now. Now?
Well, no, not today.
is this going down right now at this moment? This is nuts.
And we had just left her.
Yeah, you guys had just gone out and get some coffee.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be right back. We're going to go get coffee.
You're like,
oh, no.
Oh, right back? Sure. And I'm like, oh, this is just like my grandmother. She
yes.
would just make my
She's
mom
so
feel
honored.
Bad.
I'll do it now.
I just went out for coffee, Mom. I've been at your bedside for days.
I did get some chicken fingers, too.
Exactly. You're like, I'm hungry. I'm eating some chicken nuggets.
It was that made me late.
Yeah, there you go.
And then I come in and you're holding her hand.
She's gone.
She's going, I can't believe it.
You're like, well, I guess I'm glad I wasn't there for it. You know, and so it's, but I think if you go
you're
back.
You're crying now. So
I know. Cute. I don't know if it's sad or funny.
It's
sunny.
It's sunny. It's a sunny thing.
Well, it's, I'm crying, but I thought it hysterical.
But that's why Marc Maron was, though. I mean, this really was for a thinking person.
Yeah.
If you want to really tap into some of these darker, harder issues, then and if you can handle it,
right,
then you go there. It's an amazing ride. Todd Barry, on the other hand.
totally different ride.
Yeah.
And I am crying. This is so funny.
It's okay. It's okay, baby. It's okay, baby. Let go. Let all the tears come.
I mean, like, talk to the hand, universe. Talk to the hand. Right. But I do, you know, I mean, they have hospice, okay? I know that's their job. But I think it needs to be more theatrical.
Yes.
And completely different. You're like, oh, so it's like an actual procedure.
Yes.
You know, like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
You know, awesome.
Well I know my one friend in Colorado, she's part of that movement where it is very theatrical and very dramatic. And like several of her friends.
God forbid we do anything in America that's not
dramatic.
Yeah. Or content worthy. Somebody, if any of it.
This is content. I think we can make a course out of this.
Yeah.
But they brought in like 20 harps and all these people were just playing harp music.
Oh,
and, you
for
know,
heaven's
I've
sake.
Listened to harp music, that would bring me back to life.
Mom, they did I'm not like, bring in 20 harps.
There's
I don't
room.
Care what you tell me. They did not bring in 20 harps. And she says that she is lying to you.
Because you're saying that just because of the room alone.
Yes, I'll give you one. She maybe brought in one harp, unless it's a harpsichord. Maybe that's it. You know, but
okay. So it was a harp there.
Okay.
Yeah, and so she wanted like harp music and a certain. There is an actual choir.
Yeah.
That comes for these things. They're volunteer.
Yeah.
And so she wanted that, and so you know they actually do. You know, that's their jam.
Yeah.
That's how they roll.
Well, cool. So we're going to give that. I want to also give one more. I have a story to tell. Can I tell a quick story?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, we only have like 5 minutes.
That's
left.
Crazy.
I know.
That's just craziness.
Why
don't for the new year
Greg's
we do a longer show?
Yeah, podcast, Dadcast on YouTube. I think it was number 8, I think it was. And he talks about returning, how to return products at Walmart. No, what to do if you forget products at Walmart. Like, you got a bag. It was like $50 a bag.
You know what, though? That was actually very interesting to me, because I had no idea.
And so he talked about it, and
we just take it,
right?
You know, I mean if you leave a bag there at Walmart, you go, oh, ate it.
I know, I never say that.
Oh, don't you?
I never leave a bag at Walmart. I get all my bags right. Look. I have been distracted with my phone and like left money in the change thing, you know, or like dollar bills, like. You know, it's an automatic thing and so forth. But anyway, that wasn't it. So they talk about it quickly. It's all a big hoopla. They actually have to go back and check the cameras, which is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But hearing this, I thought to myself, oh my God, I remember specifically a day in my childhood when I forgot the bags of groceries at Jewel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to share the story with you.
Sure.
I had not remembered the story in a long time.
Yeah, and I don't remember it right now.
Of course not. You know, I'm 8 years old, maybe 7. Let's say 7 for effect.
Did you drive the car there?
No, but father drove me.
Uh-huh.
And of course, you know, it's Sunday morning. I'm going to get food to make breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And I have a list from you. And dad, of course, knows he's not going to the store. So he literally is just wearing his robe and tighty-whities. Now, not a long plush robe. He had the shortest, brownest robe.
Yep.
Now, short meaning like 70s porn short robe.
Right.
And he's driving his car like that, dropping me off. And I drops me off. I get groceries, and I pay for groceries, and I can't find him. And I go, I'm like, where's my dad at? And then I go call him. There's no one has cell phones. I'm panicking at this point. And literally minutes go by, maybe hours. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he's freaking out too because he's just in a row. What's he gonna do? Come into the store looking for me? You know,
he can't find you either.
Well, he can't get out of the car.
Right.
You know. And then to find out, I must have, because when you leave the register, you're kind of shuffled out into the other door.
Mm-hmm.
So he was
Got it.
Yeah. He was like, it's like the airport.
Right.
You don't typically pick up somebody at departures. You know, even if they don't have baggage, you know, it's over.
You don't leave people off at arrival.
Yes, exactly. So, and so then I run out looking for a dad, and I'm like, oh my God, Dad, I've been looking for you forever. He goes, I've been right here. Where'd you go? I go, well, I was over the other door. He goes, well, this is where I dropped you off at. And I'm like, I'm 7 years old. I can't be responsible for all of this. And so I ran back in because I just had left. I saw Dad, and I was just so grateful to see Dad.
Yeah.
I left my cart full of paid groceries.
Oh, no.
Must have been like $20 for the groceries. Oh, I don't know. A lot of money back then,
back
right?
Then, yeah.
So I go back in, and I go, oh, my God. And I run to the front desk. I said, someone took all my paid groceries.
Oh, no.
I go, what am I going to do?
Oh, no.
And they go,
my family won't eat.
Exactly right. And they're like so I'm like crying, and I'm like, oh my God.
And did they make Dad walk in?
And and I'm sure they know me by now, because I'm the kid that will drive her bike without hands holding packages. You know,
oh, it's that kid.
I go, we don't know what's going on with this family, but she has lost her groceries. And so
that was a kind of a weird store, though, you know, because
Jewel.
Yeah, because I mean, I had bad luck. I remember one time you wanted to go to the store,
yeah.
And I go, okay, I had just washed my hair, so I had my hair in a towel, and I had my nightgown on.
Yeah.
So I ran in. I mean, right. I ran into the car to drop you off.
Yeah.
I'm making this turn, and some kids come around the corner, and they hit my car.
Yeah.
And like, oh my God, they really hit the car.
Yeah.
They dented the car. So I'm looking for a cop. I got the towel thing around my head. I'm in a nightgown. And at that moment, I run out of gas.
Yeah.
And then a cop comes over to me, and I go, this sucks right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm in my nightgown. I just dropped my kid off. These kids, these teenagers hit my car.
Yeah.
And now I've run out of gas.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get out. He goes, well, you want to come in my car? I go, I don't want to get out of this car.
In my nightgown.
Yeah. I said, here's what you're going to have to do, officer. You're going to have to get a kid and give me some gas. And she goes, okay.
I don't think that today the cops would do
that. They would not do that anymore. They were so friendly back then.
Yeah.
So this cop's getting me a can of gas.
Yeah.
And the thing is, though, we still didn't catch those kids but he followed me. You went into the store, got your groceries. Got to grocery.
I come out, cops are at the front. I'm like, what's going down now? Can't my parents wear anything but nightgowns to the store? What is wrong with my parents?
And running out of gas then.
That was totally
the 70s.
Yeah, exactly.
And
so
you're
long
lucky
story
you're here.
Short, really quick.
Yeah.
She told me to go get all the groceries I had once gotten. So I quickly ran around doing that. And then by the time I had done that,
They found him.
And I had, and so in my consciousness, my guilt-ridden consciousness, I had, instead of going with like the name brands I had gone and bought initially, I went all generic. It's like I'm like, they're helping me out. I'll go all generic. And so, but that's how they're like, oh God, this little hysterical kid, go get groceries. We'll take care of it.
So I can picture Dad outside with his 70s mustache and that really short robe.
Yeah.
I would be surprised, though, if he had untidy whities. I wouldn't be surprised.
He might be just like naked.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Uh-huh. I think so.
And the weird thing is that my brother was talking about, I mean, I think I'm 7 or 8 at this time. I don't think I'm much older.
No.
And he goes,
but you were mature for your age.
I was babysitting three kids at the age of 10 for the whole summer.
Yeah.
He goes, you know, we're so afraid as parents nowadays. Like, my kids still don't know how to swim without their little floaty devices. Because I've tried to take them off, and they just sink to the bottom. They don't get it. Because we never have floaty devices to protect us from drowning, and yet we all figured out how to swim.
Well, you remember how you learned.
My uncle threw me in and said, swim or you'll die.
And he was a lifeguard.
Yes. He got trained to that.
Yeah, I got trained.
He goes, you know, every child knows intuitively how to swim. You just need to make the motivation strong enough. The motivation. Okay, you're in the deep end, Julie. Swim. You're 3 foot tall. This pool's 5 foot deep. What you gonna do? I'm gonna swim, Uncle Steve. Yeah, I'm gonna swim with Steve.
And you really very, very quickly you learn you have a choice.
Exactly. Swim or sink. Swim or sink.
Sink or swim or for the new year.
Yes. Well, it's been a great year. We want to thank everybody who's listened to us.
And I want you to enjoy our new music.
Yes.
It's not necessarily new forever, but new for today.
Yes, exactly.
We love you guys.
Love you. And how was the show?
It was great.
It was great. Because I'm smooth when I move. I'm out of my league, but confident. I've had high life, but not like this. A good old boy can get used to keeping myself.